Ronald Smith. I'm 60 years old, so I was baptized in this church. So.
And I guess you never thought that anything like that would ever happen here.
No, never did. But we move on. By the grace of God, we're doing what we can do.
A lot of people talk about forgiveness, and I know some say, yeah, they forgave him immediately. Do you feel that that's being pushed too hard on this church and its members?
I don't think so, but I mean, everybody's different. I mean, I haven't gotten there yet personally, but, you know, I think God's still working on me, so.
Were you very close to a lot of them?
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of them, yeah. You know, Sharonda Singleton, that's a family member. You know, Cynthia Hurd, we all went to Sunday school here. Hada McMara, she was in my class, high school class, so knew a lot of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brianna Jackson and I go to College of Charleston.
You probably have to walk past this church every day and knowing what happened here. What do you feel or think about?
Honestly, it makes me feel really sad, but also hopeful about the future and what's to come for Charleston.
What gives you hope?
What gives me hope is remembering all the people that came together after the tragedy and how Charleston just acted like a great big family afterwards. I actually go to Mother Emanuel's sister church, Morris Brown Amy Church, which is right around the corner, and we held a prayer vigil for the tragedy. I like to think the same way that the members affected feel, and, you know, just forgiveness is the biggest thing.